Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. It is your turn to weigh in and hopefully get something off your chest. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call it now. If you don't get through right away, try back and don't be shy. All right? Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So it's roads. I know you guys probably think I only focus on roads, but I'm a courier, so I drive around Gainesville a lot. Alachua County and the city of Gainesville, I think they are determined to not let anybody go downtown. I mean, several years ago, they narrowed Main Street. They have taken away the parking. But now, the latest is 8th Avenue between 6th Street and Main Street. I saw all these barrels up there, and it's like, well, what in the heck are they doing? They have taken the outside lanes closest to the sidewalks and made the entire lane a bike lane.
Wow.
I mean, you can't get through that stoplight on Main Street as it is. Now they have narrowed it down so you cannot. I can't wait to see how far back that traffic backed up.
Well, you know, they're just trying to make it a walkable community, or perhaps maybe you ride a bicycle. There's no need for these, energy-consuming vehicles to be on the road, and the public needs to get some exercise and stuff.
You know, what if you're a mom with three kids and you're going to get groceries and you got to go?
Well, they hate you. You're called a breeder. Okay, so you're a breeder destroying the planet.
They probably even show up at school board meetings.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a breeder with a bunch of kids that are using up all the resources of the planet. They they actually hate you, so this is probably part of an evil plan to make your life miserable. I'm only partially joking. I mean, the mindset has been, since I've been here for over 23 years, is they can ride bikes, they can use public transportation, because, that's good. That's good for them. Mm-hmm. Not even thinking about, Johnny's got piano lessons and little Susie's got to go to soccer practice. I don't know. They don't care because children doesn't enter into the equation for them.
They're I could be wrong, but I bet the mayor of Gainesville does not jump on the bus there on 16th, to go downtown to go to work or anything like that.
You know, you're probably right on that. If he has wrote it, we stand in correction, but I'm not sure he has.
I mean, he's right there, not far from a bus stop. So, I'm just saying.
Well, what are you waiting for? Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Quick bugging from me. Doggy door.
Yeah?
You measure the doggy door, then you go on the internets and you try to order it.
Okay, seems simple.
First I'd check, maybe local hardware store or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know where Betsy found this thing because...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So
new big dogs. You got decent sized dogs.
Yeah, they are. It's like an extra large door.
Yeah.
But the door itself has been pretty beat up over the years. So what started out as what should have been a $16 project, I think it's going to be closer to $600.
Because I thought you were going to end up having to replace the whole thing anyway. So, yeah.
That's kind of, wow. I wanted to try to avoid that or at least stave it off.
Yeah.
But especially
if you're doing the door, do you want to go ahead and do a new frame? And if you're doing the new frame and then the...
Especially with recent expenditures. You know what I mean?
Potato.
All right, call in now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Sounds like we need the parting of the Red Sea 2.0 to find the plane that fell off. But what's bugging me, and I may have missed something, is that Trump hasn't yet reinstituted stay in Mexico for all those fake asylum seekers who enter through a port of entry. I need to look that up, but they don't have a right to enter and strain our resources while they wait 7 years for their asylum meeting, so that bugs me.
Well, I know that we have had, like, a minute amount of actual crossings.
Oh, yeah, it's like nothing.
And I know that he previously did have an agreement, wait in Mexico. I'm not 100% sure of what the status is on that. So yeah, we'll try to find that out.
I'll tell you what bugs me. I'll just springboard off what Pam was talking about, because it's a common problem. It's not just roads, and that is the disconnect between the average person in the public and, I'll do air quotes here, and we'll use Gainesville as an example, since that's what she's talking about. The disconnect between common sense of what a lot of people would want or expect from their local government versus all the agendas and all the programs and the big plans and the big picture things and the green this and, hey, let's own a cable company. And it's like, no, we want just basics from you downtown. Fill in your town. You don't need all the extra garbage that you are not really even equipped to do. Just keep it simple.
Oh, they're going to put a ton of money into, you know, the whole public transportation thing, even though, you know, the demand is not all that high, but they're going to promote it and spend a bunch of money on it because it helps them to, I guess, feel good about what they do. But you're right. They have their own agenda, and it definitely lacks common sense. Let's go to Paul. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, John. You don't have time for everything that's bugging me, but back to the topic of the Super Hornet going off the carrier. Did a quick little Google search, YouTube. High-speed maneuver USS Nimitz that's doing a hard rudder turn. The list on this thing, how much it's heeling over. If your cup of coffee was on the table, it might slide off. You guys might want to pull that up and have a look at it.
Impressive.
Wow.
That's a turn.
Yeah, it is. Huh.
I feel that way when I get out of the bed in the morning. I kind of list one way and kind of feel like I'm going to tip over, but that's, you know, that's way early. So,
well, I know that feeling. Be careful if you do, you know, go down. You don't want to hurt one of your wings.
I know.
Your chicken wings.
Yeah, really. That'd be bad.
Some late stragglers.
Timing.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to move forward. But, you know, we'll open up the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines at some point, and we'll get your input in there. It is 728, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, and it passed in the House 409-2. What is the Take It Down Act? I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.